Centro Nazionale per gli Esami. Verifica Nazionale delle Competenze 2014. Lingua inglese. Prova di comprensione dell'ascolto. Ascolterete due testi e contemporaneamente risolverete gli esercizi proposti. Ascolterete ciascun testo due volte. Ora avete un po' di tempo per dare un'occhiata al primo esercizio. Ascoltate il primo testo e risolvete l'esercizio.
Monkey see, monkey do. One day a group of children go to town at 9 a.m. They go past the market and a candy shop. Finally, they go to a department store and each of them buys a new pullover and a new hat. On their way home, they get tired and sit down under a large tree. Soon they are fast asleep. While they are sleeping, some monkeys who are up in the tree quietly climb down and take the children's new hats. When the children later wake up, they notice that their hats are gone. They start looking around for them and soon spy them up in the tree on the heads of the monkeys. The children try everything to get the monkeys to come down. They wave their arms, but the monkeys just wave their arms too. They shake their fists, but the monkeys just shake their fists back. They jump up and down, but the monkeys just jump up and down too. They clap their hands, but the monkeys just clap back. Finally, they sit down on the ground and put their heads in their hands to think. The monkeys also sit down and put their heads in their hands. The children finally realize that the monkeys repeat everything they do. Anna is tired and wants to go home. Peter suggests giving the monkeys some candies. Susan has no plan what to do. At last, Jack has an idea. He asks the other children to stand up and take their scarves and wrap them around their heads for hats. Then they all undo their scarves and throw them down to the ground. The monkeys see what the children are doing, and before long, they stand and throw their hats down too. The hats float down to the ground. The children quickly pick up their scarves and hats and continue their way home. As they leave, they each raise an arm and wave to the monkeys. The monkeys wave back at them.
Ascoltate il testo ancora una volta e risolvete l'esercizio.
Monkey see, monkey do. One day a group of children go to town at 9 a.m. They go past the market and a candy shop. Finally, they go to a department store and each of them buys a new pullover and a new hat. On their way home, they get tired and sit down under a large tree. Soon they are fast asleep. While they are sleeping, some monkeys who are up in the tree quietly climb down and take the children's new hats. When the children later wake up, they notice that their hats are gone. They start looking around for them and soon spy them up in the tree on the heads of the monkeys. The children try everything to get the monkeys to come down. They wave their arms, but the monkeys just wave their arms too. They shake their fists, but the monkeys just shake their fists back. They jump up and down, but the monkeys just jump up and down too. They clap their hands, but the monkeys just clap back. Finally, they sit down on the ground and put their heads in their hands to think. The monkeys also sit down and put their heads in their hands. The children finally realize that the monkeys repeat everything they do. Anna is tired and wants to go home. Peter suggests giving the monkeys some candies. Susan has no plan what to do. At last, Jack has an idea. He asks the other children to stand up and take their scarves and wrap them around their heads for hats. Then they all undo their scarves and throw them down to the ground. The monkeys see what the children are doing, and before long they stand and throw their hats down too. The hats float down to the ground. The children quickly pick up their scarves and hats and continue their way home. As they leave, they each raise an arm and wave to the monkeys. The monkeys wave back at them.
Il primo esercizio è terminato. Ora avete un po' di tempo per dare un'occhiata al secondo esercizio. Ascoltate il secondo testo e risolvete l'esercizio.
Badges, badges, badges. Nina is new to Goldfield Elementary School. This is her first scout meeting. Nina watches silently how Cheryl shows off the new badge on her Girl Scout uniform. Cheryl has the most badges by far.
Why don't you have any badges?
Cheryl asks.
I just moved here, and I'm new to the Girl Scouts.
Nina answers. Cheryl smiles.
Don't worry, I'll help you get tons of badges. All you have to do is show how good you are at something.
The first badge on Cheryl's list is pet care. The girls arrive at the local pet store, Perfect Pet. Nina feels nervous. She has never had a pet in her life. Her father is allergic to dogs, and her mother is allergic to cats.
All we have to do is give the cats and dogs a bath today,
Cheryl says.
Then the pet care badge is yours. Can you wash the puppies?
Nina nods. She washes the puppies and enjoys herself until her nose starts to itch and her eyes begin to water. She starts sneezing and sneezing. Both girls realize that Nina is allergic to dogs. So Nina leaves the pet store without earning her pet care badge. The next day, Nina attempts the first aid badge. She and Cheryl come to Nurse Betsy's office at school. Nurse Betsy smiles.
Hello, girls. I'm happy to have your help today.
The first patient is Tommy from the third grade. Tommy cut himself while playing outside. Nurse Betsy washes the cut, then asks Nina to put a dinosaur bandage over it. Nina takes one look at the cut, sees the blood, and falls flat to the ground like a pancake. When Nina opens her eyes, she says,
Guess I won't get the first aid badge.
Both Cheryl and Nurse Betsy nod in agreement. Nina is almost ready to give up when she sees the art badge. Cheryl doesn't like art, so she doesn't go with her. The following week, Nina comes last to the meeting. When she enters, all the girls immediately see the big golden art badge on her uniform. Her badge is really impressive, and the work of art is brilliant. Her ceramic blue flower pot looks like the clear blue sky. All the girls cheer. Only Cheryl sits quietly. Nina smiles and says,
I know now that Girl Scouts isn't for me. I talked to Mrs. Potter, the art teacher, and she will help me start an art club at Goldfield.
Cheryl says,
I'm not a good artist. Will you help me if I join the art club?
Of course,
Nina responds.
Our first meeting is tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Ascoltate il testo ancora una volta e risolvete l'esercizio.
Badges, badges, badges. Nina is new to Goldfield Elementary School. This is her first scout meeting. Nina watches silently how Cheryl shows off the new badge on her Girl Scout uniform. Cheryl has the most badges by far.
Why don't you have any badges?
Cheryl asks.
I just moved here and I'm new to the Girl Scouts.
Nina answers. Cheryl smiles.
Don't worry, I'll help you get tons of badges. All you have to do is show how good you are at something.
The first badge on Cheryl's list is pet care. The girls arrive at the local pet store, Perfect Pet. Nina feels nervous. She has never had a pet in her life. Her father is allergic to dogs and her mother is allergic to cats.
All we have to do is give the cats and dogs a bath today,
Cheryl says.
Then the pet care badge is yours. Can you wash the puppies?
Nina nods. She washes the puppies and enjoys herself until her nose starts to itch and her eyes begin to water. She starts sneezing and sneezing. Both girls realise that Nina is allergic to dogs. So Nina leaves the pet store without earning her pet care badge. The next day, Nina attempts the first aid badge. She and Cheryl come to Nurse Betsy's office at school. Nurse Betsy smiles.
Hello, girls. I'm happy to have your help today.
The first patient is Tommy from the third grade. Tommy cut himself while playing outside. Nurse Betsy washes the cut, then asks Nina to put a dinosaur bandage over it. Nina takes one look at the cut, sees the blood, and falls flat to the ground like a pancake. When Nina opens her eyes, she says,
Guess I won't get the first aid badge.
Both Cheryl and Nurse Betsy nod in agreement. Nina is almost ready to give up when she sees the art badge. Cheryl doesn't like art, so she doesn't go with her. The following week, Nina comes last to the meeting. When she enters, all the girls immediately see the big golden art badge on her uniform. Her badge is really impressive, and the work of art is brilliant. Her ceramic blue flower pot looks like the clear blue sky. All the girls cheer. Only Cheryl sits quietly. Nina smiles and says,
I know now that Girl Scouts isn't for me. I talked to Mrs. Potter, the art teacher, and she will help me start an art club at Goldfield.
Cheryl says,
I'm not a good artist. Will you help me if I join the art club?
Of course,
Nina responds.
Our first meeting is tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Il secondo esercizio è terminato. La prova di comprensione dell'ascolto è terminata. Ora potete iniziare a risolvere i rimanenti esercizi.